Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, you know how when you look at those diagrams of planets and they're like cut in half and you've got its molten core in the middle?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like eggy yolk.
Just big old eggy.
It looked like a big old eggy yolk. I reckon.
Egg.
And I'm an astrophysicist, but I reckon every planet has one of those little egg yolks in it. And I reckon every planet is an egg waiting for a giant, sick, nasty chick to hatch from it. It's only a matter of time before our Earth is consumed by the Vulcan dragon chicken.
I hate to tell you this, Harper.
Yeah.
The comic Saga has already done this.
Fuck off!
The comic, the incredible graphic novel Saga, one of its first issues features Big Egg Planet.
I'm so fucking pissed.
You are now going to get sued for stealing their ideas.
Okay, but is its idea that every planet is an egg?
No.
Well, but that's my idea. Planet.
Oh, you explicitly want...
All planets are eggs.
All planet egg.
All planets are just...
Is it just like a big Gudetama in there?
No, even better.
Uh-huh.
It's like a cool space dragon.
That's pretty dope, actually.
That's pretty fucking dope.
Like some kind of ether drake.
Ooh, I like that name.
Stole it from a game.
Yeah, you did.
I'm original.
Is any of this original? Nope.
Hi, welcome to Vocaloid. Welcome to Razaloid. Nothing is original.
Original content died with Markiplier. What you gonna do?
Excuse me? Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, all of my comrades, and welcome to Razaloid. I am, as always, Jonathan, and with me today is the number one Gumi stan, Harper.
I will stand till death.
Yeah, that's valid. Gumi's good.
We de-stan Gak, we stan Gumi.
I mean, Gak was never top.
Yeah, no, but we don't stan him.
I never stand Gak.
You better fucking not have. Gak stands don't interact.
You're almost valid.
No, they're not.
You're almost valid.
Try harder next time.
Just Sonic criticizes your kin ASMR.
What the fuck? You're a shadow kin?
No doubles. We are recording this one immediately after our Gumi episode, so we're punchy today.
We love to get a little 1-2 in there when we record.
Yeah, a little 1-2 punch. It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It means by the second time we're warmed up, and I appreciate that. What that does mean is that Harper has no new anime to talk about. But it does mean it's Jonathan's Gundam Corner. Doo-doo-doo-doom.
Oh no, we've released the beast.
I'm going to make a musical sting so I can go like Jonathan's Gundam Corner, and then we get like a cool Gundam style like synth sting.
Literally do it. I will put it in.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Gundam's good. Gundam has issues. Gundam's good. So I watched Gundam F91. It's a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
That was originally going to be a TV series. Literally ends with the phrase, "This is just the beginning." Guess what?
What?
They never returned to it.
This is just the beginning ends.
It also has a character called Iron Mask who's wearing a cuck mask.
Oh, that's the cuck guy.
It's the cuck guy. He's like a shitty Darth Vader who says the reason he's wearing his mask is because his wife left him for another man. That's his cuck mask, Harper.
Someone wrote Star Wars fan fiction, but instead of Darth Vader's wife dying in childbirth, she just cucked him.
Hate being cucked.
Got cucked by my own wife. What you gonna do? Gonna wear this mask, I guess, to hide my cucked, shameful face.
People look upon my face and know, he has been cucked.
He was the cuckold.
Anime's silly. Anime is really silly. Everything he says is like the most incel shit.
They made an incel villain before incels.
They have multiple incel villains.
That's really concerning.
At least they're villains, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Other than that, I've also watched 0080 War in the Pocket. War as hell. That's the point of that movie. That OVA. It's about a 10-year-old kid who's like, war is so cool. And then war happens and he's like, oh, Jesus.
Maybe it's not.
It features possibly the best ending ever. I'm going to spoil this, folks, because I need to. The ending is that, like, the war has been is over, right, after all the trauma has happened. And the kid is, like, crying as the principal gives a speech. It's like, we all sacrifice something, and it's really brave of us. And the kids next to him are like, oh, don't worry, Al. There'll be another war soon, and it'll be even cooler. And then it zooms out.
What the hell?
While this poor kid is like, damn, I miss my adoptive military brother. Gundam's good. Hey, if anyone actually wants to watch Gundam, watch War in the Pocket. That's like all of the themes wrapped up in a bow.
Yeah, just start off with that one, you reckon?
Yeah, start with War in the Pocket. My recommendation is start with War in the Pocket. If you go, I like this, I need 150 episodes of this, go and watch 0079, Zeta, and Double Zeta.
In that order?
Yes. Okay. Fair warning about Double Zeta, the first 14 episodes are bad.
Yes.
It starts rough, but then it gets really good.
See, it's a lot like modern games these days, where the first 10 hours kind of
suck. Yeah, exactly.
But once you get through that, you start to have kind of fun.
To enjoy Assassin's Creed, you have to play 15 hours first.
Hey, I have a life to do things with.
I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. No, I'm sorry, folks. No. I love you, video games. Please just be enjoyable.
Yeah. This is why you should go onto itch.io and support all the game makers on there.
Yeah, maybe keep an eye out in the future, because I want to make a gaming podcast about itch.io. Ooh, so there's a chance that may happen.
Wink.
I put that in the world. It means I have to do it now. That's good.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But that's mostly my anime corner. Other than that, I've been playing games. Been playing Vampyr. That's a fun game.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Lots of dialogue. I love it. Played a little bit of Outer Worlds.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, it's Outer Worlds. Yeah, that's a pretty decent game.
For anyone who's thinking of Outer Worlds, I haven't played it, but I've watched the beginning of some playthroughs and stuff, and I know, and this has been going around, that they have a character in there whose romance line seems very interesting because she's not interested in, like, physical...
Yeah, she's canonically asexual.
She's canonically asexual, guys. Go check that. Oh, my God.
It's really cool. And apparently they handle it well. I haven't seen it myself.
Yeah, we can't speak for how well it's handled. Maybe if one of y'all...
Do some Google.
Get interested, maybe come back to us.
Yeah, tell us what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to hear this. We need to make an email address.
Oh, we do. Well, I do. I did have the email set up for the new YouTube. So
sweet.
So our current email is monty@gmail.com.
Perfect. Who are we reviewing today, Harper?
Today we're reviewing Vocaloid Sonica.
Yeah, it is Sonica time. I've never heard of Sonica before. Sonica has like 100 songs listed on the wiki.
I'd heard vague whisperings.
You stand on the edge of a cliff and you hear, whispered in the wind, Sonica. Luckily, it's not the hedgehog.
More like, unfortunately, I know, right? Single cheer, well, sound cheek. Do it for him.
What if every Sonic song was actually sung by Sonic? So, like, instead of Crush 41... It was Sonic singing, running around at the speed of sound.
Wait, you mean to tell me Sonic didn't sing all those
Sonic songs? Is not the lead singer of Crush 41. I hate to tell you this.
The lead singer of Crush 41?
It is Crush 41, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something
okay,
like
awesome.
That.
Good.
Oh, wait, no, maybe it's because there's some 41 and then there's Crush.
Shit, I have been saying it wrong. Sonic Band, what are they called? Crush 40. It is Crush 40, not Crush 41.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would absolutely love to hear Sonic the Hedgehog singing all of Escape from the City.
Yes, so everybody just go at the current voice actor for Sonic, which I think his name's like...
I don't know. Robert. We cannot tell people to at someone.
Don't do that. But if they ever do like the Sonic takes over Twitter again, we should totally ask him to sing Live
Instead,
and Learn.
Instead, please go listen to Scartune Network's cover of Live and Learn, a Scar cover. No, not Live and Learn. Escape from the City.
Escape from the City. Both, Live and Learn and Escape from the City, both bangers.
Yeah.
Both bangers.
But Sonica. We have a Vocaloid to rate. Sonica is a Hindi name.
Yeah.
It's a girl's name based on the Hindi word for golden beauty.
Yes.
And was likely chosen due to its resemblance to Sonic. It makes sense, yeah.
And I need to preface likely chosen due to its resemblance to Sonic. Not the hedgehog, but the waveform.
The sound thing, not the whoa!
Ah, yes, the majestic beauty of Sonic the
Hedgehog. The blue blur himself. Sonic has a bunch of different appearances. Mm. There's like the V2 standard, which is just like pretty generic anime artwork.
Yeah.
The debut, which is a very bad 3D model.
Yeah.
There's the Chinese release and the Taiwanese release. I'm just going to go on the Taiwanese one.
Yeah, I like the Taiwanese one.
It's because it's the best one.
Yeah.
I think it looks really nice.
No, me too. Like,
it is... They work with yellow well.
Yeah.
Like the brownish, like dark colors that they have.
Yeah.
It really works well with it.
It's interesting the way they went here because it seems like they started off with a very similar color palette to Gumi.
Yes.
And then sort of just changed it more to suit, I guess, whatever her vibe was.
Yeah. Yeah, she was advertised as a virtual vocalist model on the voice of a young pop singer. So that's what they're going for, I feel. I like the speakers in her coat, like the little stars. Like, it is a nice outfit. It's pleasant.
It is a nice outfit.
It's very Mako in a lot of ways.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
In that it's like, this is the color scheme. We're going to stick with the color scheme and we're not going to be adventurous with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of basic.
They played it safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 100%. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is kind of basic.
It is kind of basic. Yeah.
I'm now trying to see if someone has a picture of her boots because I need to know what she's working with.
Nah, it's Fire Emblem style where she has no feet.
She has no feet?
Thank God.
Finally.
Feet not valid.
Feet fuckers go, no, I can't cut that out. Harper, cut that out. Harper won't cut that out.
Yeah.
Gremlin mode. My gremlin editor. They're just like yellow lace-ups. They're nice.
Wait, when you say yellow lace-up, like sandals or Converse?
Boots.
Boots? Oh, boots. Yeah. I see.
The only things I have to point out is egregious.
Yeah?
She does have her own name tattooed on her arm.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's the katakana for Sonica.
You know, just in case you forget.
Yeah.
Just, that's my name. Or if you don't feel like talking, you have having one of those non-verbal days, which is valid.
Yeah.
And you just sort of show your arm and go, this my name.
The other thing I have to complain about a little bit, there is not a consistency in the star designs throughout her outfit.
No.
Some of them are like pentagram style hollow lines. Some of them are actual stars that look like sheriff badges. Like, it's not cohesive.
Yeah.
And I have to mark points down for that.
No, that's fair. That's, yeah. Like I honestly love it, but I see what you mean. Not a very cohesive look.
Yeah.
100%. Also, yeah, like, I feel that a lot with just her hair as well, okay? Because in some ways it's depicted as short.
Yeah.
And then in others it's long and like ponytail.
Yeah.
I'm very confused. Like, she's allowed to cut her hair, but just like, officially, what's what.
There's not a cohesion between the designs, really.
Yeah.
There's like, basically, they took the Taiwanese one and then added a whole bunch of straps to it, which I don't think works.
You're not a fan of straps?
I like straps, just I feel that they didn't do that tastefully.
It's not necessary. It's not tasteful straps.
Yeah, 100%.
These aren't no fucking licorice straps.
I'm surprised this isn't a super popular Vocaloid because it is a horny design.
It is a very horny design.
I wouldn't call her saying because she has tig or bitties, but she do have some cleavage going.
She does have cleavage. She does indeed possess the titter.
But I feel it's tasteful in its horniness.
No, I think so. It could be a lot worse.
Yes, it could.
They could just be like fucking mountains. She's fine.
Also, does she have a belly button piercing?
I think she does. Yes,
that's
she
valid.
Does.
That's good.
Belly button piercings are valid.
I'm a fan of that. Like, Sonic is this very weird thing. It's like, I should like this a lot more than I do. But mostly I just look at it and feel nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of like the inverse. I feel like my immediate reaction to this should be like, but I'm sort of like, that's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I don't hate it, but I also just, after the high point of Gumi and Gakpo,
yeah,
and Luca, right?
And like, Luca, I think this is definitely where Sonica's downfall actually comes from, because she was released in the same year as Gumi, like less than a month afterwards.
Yep.
And though, while Gumi wasn't popular on release, I think her release did not help Sonica.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
She had things set against her, and that is just the way of things. But I think overall the design is kind of uninteresting compared to other ones we've seen.
Yeah, no, true. There is a lot to give.
Apparently, according to her Twitter,
yes,
she has a Twitter, Sonica's hair color is able to change color.
Oh, that's right, from green to red.
And she also has freckles that show in the summer heat, which is very cute.
That is cute. I'm glad she goes with the green hair more than the red hair. TBH, that's just me there.
Yeah, yeah. Also, freckles good. Freckles are good on design.
Freckles are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Always to yes to freckles.
Yeah. So, like, I'm mixed to positive on this.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I'm like Like a low positive.
Low positive? Yeah. That makes sense. Like, she's good.
Yeah.
But she's not stellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
She looks more like just your typical sort of like pop singer than like a cool Android pop singer.
Yeah, 100%.
They're missing that fun sort of, what's the word? Like just totally ridiculous element.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Like I like Vocaloid for its kind of ludicrous over the top nature.
Yeah.
But
she's missing that here.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, very Mako, right?
Very Mako. Very Mako.
Mako, you're a queen. I love you.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But.
Yeah. But no.
Do more. Do better. Which I think takes us to personality.
Yes,
unless you had
does.
More to say about appearance.
Nah.
No? Awesome.
Nah.
I found a really good thing in personality.
What did you find?
She is the first Vocaloid to coin the concept of a Vocaloid family.
Ooh.
It was previously a fan concept that accepts all Vocaloids as a form of undefined family, but Sonica, however, was the one to really make it canon.
How did she do that? Was it with her Twitter?
I think, yeah. And I think like there was some press releases about it. I don't know the exact details.
Ah.
But she views a few that we haven't reviewed yet as her older siblings, Leon, Lola, and Miriam.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, I know who those are. Those are the first releases that did not have personalities.
Oh, there
she
you go.
She views them as older siblings.
Oh, that makes sense.
Prima is her auntie.
Yes, yes, I have her, seen her refer to her as her auntie. This is all on, like, every time I say her, I've seen her say this, or I've seen her say that. Mm. It's because, like, it's her Twitter.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Tonio is her uncle, and Big Al is her best friend. I'm very excited for Big Al.
Me too.
And all other Vocaloids are referred to as her cousins.
Yeah.
Which is really cute.
It's
That's
so
really
nice.
Sweet.
It's so nice.
Other than that, she was glad to be getting more brothers and sisters and stated she was looking forward to meeting her new friends and singing alongside them. She's just pleasant.
She seems really nice.
We just have two very nice personalities in a row, which I appreciate.
I think so. I think hers is a little more like, a little more playful maybe than Gumi's.
That makes sense. I mean, she has a Twitter to help out with
she
that.
She does have a Twitter to help out is the thing. Like, I'm
have
trying
you
to,
found good content from the Twitter?
I'm trying to find a tweet here right now. There's one where she's just straight up like, she talks about the Vocaloid Oliver.
Yep.
And she's like, oh yeah, the new kid is cute. I'm like, this is all in her replies, and I can't go and find the actual tweets because those tweets are now unavailable. But then, like, there's just this one with no context. Makes me concerned a little. Just at Vocaloid_Oliver. Maybe, but only if you behave.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, mild concern.
Definitely
there.
Playful. I like that. I like
Definitely
that a lot.
Playful. Definitely playful. But then she's like, here, I have many Vocaloid friends, and Sweet Anne is one of them. So I think she definitely like cares about her friends and family.
Hey, how do I get to run as Vocaloid Twitter? Because I would like to run the official Twitter for a Vocaloid.
God, that'd be so fun. Could you imagine? Oh, but I bet there's a lot of things you couldn't say.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, I'm not going to be lewd on there.
It's valid. I love this one, though, because, like, she does actually just do the role play thing. Like, thank you. And then in the little asterisks, it says, blushes ever so slightly.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so sweet.
Hey, guess what? I think Sonic is good.
I think Sonic is actually good.
I think Sonic is good. I like that she's very playful.
Yeah, me too.
There was a good tweet on her Twitter that was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I won't get back to all of your messages. I love you all. It's like, Gumi has, the Twitter has helped to find a personality quite well.
Oh, very well. And it's such a shame that it's dead.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Like last post was from 2002?
Yeah, yeah.
No, 12.
2012, yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter wasn't around then.
Yeah.
It's just, it is very sweet.
It's just good. It's just good.
I enjoy pleasantness, right? Like,
yeah, same.
I like being able to have this as opposed to like, Gak and having to base it off his like weird horny personality, all that kind of stuff. So I very much appreciate that. I also would like to say if she had the item, you know, like the item wars that we used to have, she would just be holding the Twitter bird. That's my hot take.
That's a great one, actually. I feel like an item was mentioned for her somewhere.
I couldn't see one in the description because like the item meme had mostly died out by this
point.
No,
but I think I saw it on her Twitter.
Oh.
I'm just going to go through real
quick. Yeah, absolutely. I did have a note, Gumi's was a carrot.
Oh, Gumi's was a carrot.
Yeah.
Why?
Because orange.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's
sure.
cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's all good. No item that we can find.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I appreciate just a pleasant personality. She seems nice.
I think if it wasn't for the Twitter, she'd be more of an enigma.
Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, they don't actually know who her actual voice is from.
Yes. Yep. Completely secret.
So totally mysterious on that part. Yep. Like, I feel like she's, yeah, if it wasn't for the Twitter, she wouldn't give off as much of
the playful vibes,
pop star idol vibe as she does.
But it actually really suits.
Yeah.
They've made a cohesive thing for like quite a nothing, not nothing character, but like lesser known, not as popular vocaloid.
I think it's well done.
I'm positive.
I'm positive too.
Yeah, excellent. Which takes us to music.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to go first. My song for you today, my friends, is from Australian producer Searl, spelled S3RL.
Oh my God.
And it is called MTC2.
Oh my God.
I have to apologize to everyone for making you listen to that song.
Yeah.
MTC, backstory for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because I forgot what actually MTC stood for until you showed me.
So there was MTC, made by Australian DJ Searl, which is about masturbating to cartoons.
MTC, masturbate to cartoons.
I don't know who the vocalist is for that original one. They are braver than anybody else in the world. This is MTC 2, the sequel to Masturbate to Cartoons. And it features Sonica. Sonica singing about wishing to be with you after while you masturbate talking to her. It's not good.
It's not good.
Banger of a song. This is the issue with Searl consistently is that he makes bangers that I cannot play to anyone.
No, because they're just, it's like if you just cut out the lyrics from it and it was just straight up the music, it'd be fine. It'd be
great
fine.
Great drops.
He can write music. Can't write lyrics.
I mean, he can, but they're not good.
They're not about good shit.
They're not valid.
Yeah.
Listen, he's a horny man.
Gosh, yeah. I didn't know one person could be that horny.
Consistently. It's incredible. Fair. What I will say about Sonica, though.
Yes.
Her voice, from what I've heard,
is
incredible for techno.
I know,
right?
For
electronic music.
Yeah, she's got the electric vibe down pat. Yeah.
And like consistently, I only listened to a few songs, but like a lot of the ones I listened to were like very clearly electronic in nature, like what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
And her voice matches it really well.
They use it well. I agree. For what it is used for, it is specialized to that and it works perfectly.
Yes. Like going for that vibe or the vibe of, what was it? It was like pop singer idol.
Yeah.
Like virtual vocalist pop singer, right? It works for them.
It works 100%. Like I don't think they've nailed it. Like the only voice that could have nailed that sort of vibe better, Miku.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
But like not everyone can be Miku.
No. 100%. Like Sonica is not as good as Miku.
No.
That's an unfortunate.
No one's as good as Miku.
Exactly. But this is just very, very cool. I like how they used it.
Me too.
I don't like the song's content, but I had to pick it for the meme. And I think they use Sonica really well.
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of like also when they have her like doing the ooh la la, like that kind of stuff, with her voice going all over the place.
It could have been really, like, it could have not turned out as great, but it turned out pretty good.
They utilized the voice well to basically as a synthesizer. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear your song.
All right, mine's called Fade Away.
Fade Away. Okay, so with Sonica, there is an issue I notice.
Yeah.
She is bad at saying words sometimes.
Yes.
That song is a really good example of it because they have her going quite fast.
Yeah.
And I don't think her voice is suited for it compared to other ones that we've listened to before. A lot of words just kind of blended together there. Like even with the lyrics that I was looking at, I couldn't see it that well. I think Sonica can be really good when used well, like in electronic music.
Yes.
Where she's not necessarily meant to be the main focus of the song. Where she's like, when used well, can be very
cool
sounding in that techno sound.
Yeah.
I think in that rock song sort of style thing with the MIDI instruments behind it, it just doesn't work as well.
I agree. I think as soon as she leaves what I believe she was created specifically for, she's out of her element.
She doesn't have the strength.
Exactly.
doesn't have the power to carry it forward. Like,
yeah.
Gakpo works in that metal environment.
Totally.
Mako worked in rock music. Absolutely. Hatsune Miku can work in some rock songs, that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sonika is like, you do her with techno, or you do her with electronic music, and then you don't go out from there.
Exactly.
I just want to say, I fully am aware that I'm probably not using techno correctly there.
Yeah, no, same.
Electronic music genre distinctions are quite a lot for me to remember.
Yeah, there's a few. there's a few.
So I think that's where she falls down.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
It's you use her to her strength or you don't use her.
Yes.
Which leaves me kind of feeling mixed on her voice.
No, same. I'm definitely mixed on her voice. It's like she's good what she do, but she can't do anything else.
Yeah. I guess that leaves us both mixed on there.
Yeah.
Which takes us to the ranking.
All right.
Let me just get a coin flipper up real quick. Tails, which means that we have to compare Sonika to Kaito.
All right. Do we prefer Kaito's RPG pro tag look? Or do we prefer Sonika's sort of idol vibe? Not even pop singer. I don't know. She makes me think of Kesha.
My issue is Sonika is just a bit too similar to Mako. And when it's several years after Mako, I would like a little bit more variation in the outfit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas Kaito is very JRPG protagonist, as we discussed.
Yes.
But it looks good.
It does look good.
So if you are also a not very original outfit against someone with a not very original outfit, but a better looking outfit, you fall through.
No, I agree.
I think I prefer Kaido's look.
Yeah, Kaido. Okay.
Personality?
I prefer Sonika's.
I prefer Sonika.
Yeah. Again, every time Kaido's going to go up against someone with personality, I feel like his pervertedness will let him down.
Yep. Because there's not much else other than that.
Yeah.
Voice.
Oh, this one's a hard one. I guess, would you say Kaito has more, like, he can be more varied?
Yeah, like, both have clear weaknesses.
Yeah.
Kaito is, if you don't use him right, he turns into Kermit.
That's true.
But Sonika can just get absolutely lost in the mix.
Yeah, that's true.
So both have quite big flaws to contend with.
That's hard.
I'm inclined to go with Kaito.
Yeah, I think so too, because at least you can sort of stretch him out a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaito remains the middlest Vocaloid of all time.
My Vocaloid and me.
Oh, not allowed. Which means we have to put Sonika against her auntie, Prima.
I'm so sorry for this family feud.
Prima looks. I'm looking up another picture of Prima now.
I straight up prefer Sonika's looks to Prima's because A, more interesting. B, they do more with harder colors to use.
Yes.
Like, there was just more effort put in.
Yes, 100% more effort. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Personality. Prima has nothing.
Prima has nothing, so it's Sonika again. She's sweet and she runs a good Twitter.
That's perfect. That's all I need.
I am.
Voice. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Voice.
Voices. I prefer
Prima
Sonika's.
Prima had a really good voice.
Prima did have a good voice.
I think I prefer Prima's voice.
Yeah.
But I like everything else about Sonika.
Yeah, same.
So Sonika beats Prima.
Yes.
Which means it is Sonika versus Mako.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Okay. First looks. Okay.
They're very similar.
I'm going to say, okay. So the thing about Sonika is like, okay, Mako's color scheme is very short and simple. It's brown and red.
Yes.
Sonika's it's got a little more flair to it. It's a little more brighter.
Yep. Matches her name.
I'm kind of like, I like that sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's and she has the star accessories as well. So like there's actually accessorization to the outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
She's slightly less basic than Mako.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying there.
Yeah. Personality beats Mako.
You reckon?
Well,
Mako, we don't have much to go on other than she's like kind of older sister, kind of motherly.
Yeah.
Bit of a part. Alcoholic. Okay, yeah. No, Sonika wins.
Sonika wins on that one. Enough said.
Comedic alcoholism is not funny, folks. Call me a sensitive baby if you'd like to, but
some PC bullshit.
I'll still fight. Sonika does not have to deal with having comedic alcoholism. Therefore, Sonika's better.
Better. Agreed.
Voice, I like Mako's more.
Yeah, same. Same.
But again, Sonika is winning on every other like level.
And if this was a purely like techno sort of fight, like if we were rating them only how they sounded on techno music, I think Sonika would win.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. You got to talk about like everything else you can do. Mako has a versatile voice, right?
She does.
That works in power.
Yep.
It can do like quick words.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Makeup is better in voice.
100%.
Sonika is better in every other way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Not by a long shot.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
She's just that bit better.
Yeah. So that means Sonika wins against Mako.
Oh.
Mako is sliding. So I know Sonika is sliding into our sixth place.
Oh my gosh.
Mako has moved down to seventh.
Yep.
Kaito is still in number five.
Yep.
The bar against which all Vocaloids are rated still. Gumi is number one.
Gumi is number one.
And Sweetan is at number nine, the very bottom.
Still.
Still the worst Vocaloid of all time. And with that, I must thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
You can find us on our socials, as always,
yep.
at Lloyd Rates on Twitter.
It's Lloyd Rate.
Oh, it's just Rate.
Yes.
Sorry, my mistake. Lloyd Rate on Twitter.
So capital L, capital R.
Find us on Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.
Yep.
Find me on Twitter at Pirate Killjoy.
And find me on Twitter at HarpsMonty.
And now, of course, you can find us on YouTube at Monty Manage.
Monty Managing Monty to watch Managing. Our highlights.
Yeah, absolutely. Look out for our first episode, Let Cowboys Have Warm Toes.
Cowboy rights.
Cowboy rights is what we fight for. Thank you, as always, for listening. Take care. Keep listening to Vocaloid. Support your local Lloyd artists.
Yes.
Have wonderful days. Take care.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.